Matthew chapter 1, verse 1, the Word of God says, the book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. So there we talked about that last service in Matthew. Jesus is seen as primarily king. Primarily as king. And Matthew is also known as Levi. Levi. His name is also Levi. Our favorite person, the tax collector. But Matthew's name, another name's Levi. The book of Matthew shows Jesus Christ primarily as king. And the lineage shows him to go back to the two Old Testament folks. David and Abraham. And that shows us the two promises of an eternal land and an eternal kingdom. None of those would be possible without the Lord Jesus Christ. His Israel blood, right? But David and Abraham show the connection to the eternal land and the eternal kingdom. We know he's going to rule and reign on the throne of David. And Jesus Christ was born where? Bethlehem, which is also known as the city of David. And it means house of bread. So Bethlehem, city of David, also means a house of bread. And in that, see, God don't make mistakes. He does everything on purpose. We just can't figure it all out, but everything he does has a purpose. And Bethlehem, being the house of bread, Jesus Christ said, what? I am the bread of life. So he was born in this world to be the bread of life for all that believe on him. So Matthew, also known as Levi, Matthew shows Jesus Christ primarily as king. The two Old Testament folks that Jesus is immediately connected to lineage-wise in verse 1 are David and Abraham, which represent the eternal land grant and the eternal kingdom that Jesus Christ made possible and will make possible. He will literally sit on the throne of David, and they will have an eternal land. Matter of fact, they're going to have a new earth. It's ruled by the Jews under David, as Jesus Christ rules from the New Jerusalem as King of Kings. And David's a co-king, if you will. He's the second in command, I guess. He'd be the one over the earth, and Jesus Christ is over everything. Heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Remember Jesus Christ? God said that. So I believe he'll be reigning from the New Jerusalem above the earth, and David will be on the new earth. And it looks like. Okay, in Matthew chapter 16, after the religious crowd, the leaders of Israel had rejected Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, as their King, their Messiah, Jesus Christ tells Peter, thou art Peter, upon this rock will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So in Matthew chapter 16, that's the first time you see the church mentioned after he'd already been rejected by the religious leaders. So he's talking about that church. He didn't mention it before because he was willing to be their king if they'd accept him. They rejected him. So he said, okay, I'll build my church. So, let's see here. Matthew shows Jesus Christ primarily as king. Mark shows Jesus Christ as a servant, son of God. Luke, which shows his flesh lineage through Mary, he was born after the flesh, after Mary. His father's God. So his flesh was born after Mary. That lineage goes back to David through Mary. It also goes back to David through Joseph. But it shows his flesh. It shows his the Son of Man in Luke. And in John, it shows Jesus Christ clearly as God. So, Matthew shows him as king. Mark shows him as a servant, son of God. And Luke shows him as the Son of Man. And John shows him as God. And you also remember that when the Son of Man is mentioned, it's always dealing with the flesh part, it's dealing with Israel. Because it's talking about him coming through their lineage to be their literal king. That's that. And anybody hear from Nancy? She doing all right? Anyway, I wanted to address that question she asked me the other day. I was going to address it that night, but I was so tired I didn't want to. What I believe about the Bible, I was talking with Paul about this the other day as he was helping me hold the tailgate down in the truck. We were really hard at it. But when you look at the Bible, it can be speaking to you right now, and it can be speaking to somebody 200 years ago. That same verse could be talking directly to them. So when it's talking about you are a chosen generation, I personally believe that when Israel's in the tribulation and they read that, that's the generation that it's going to be talking about then. But, I mean, you can apply it other ways, but that's what I personally believe. I can't prove that 100%. But just like with the Word of God says in Psalm 12, 6 and 7, the words of the Lord are pure words, the silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times, thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. What generation? Whatever generations. Read it. And we're also a chosen generation in a sense, too, because we're at the end of the church age. And we have the perfect, inerrant Word of God given in the world's most common language ever spoken, English. So you can look at that a couple different ways, but that's the way I look at it. And it makes sense when you look at different verses in there, the way he speaks and the way he writes the book. We have a tendency to look at it as a regular book instead of God talking individually to individuals at different times and it being directly to them at different times. It's kind of, our brains have trouble wrapping around that, but that's what I believe has happened with that. Any questions, comments, criticisms? Yeah, that's what they're fighting around. Well, Matthew, the first verse, talking about Jesus Christ's genealogy, talks about David and Abraham. I believe the reason it talks about David, because David and Abraham weren't consecutive, but they were both the two important people for Jesus Christ to be linked to, because Jesus Christ came to be king of Israel, and Abraham was given a land grant, an eternal land grant, and David was offered a, told him he was going to have an eternal kingdom. Matter of fact, God told David that, and he told Israel that there'll always be a king on the throne if they got right with him. Right? He made him a promise that looks like he couldn't keep because of Israel, but he does keep it, because after the millennial kingdom, there's a king on that throne for eternity. And in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, it talks about, for unto us a child is born. That's talking about Israel, and then it's talking about an everlasting kingdom. The increase of his government, there should be no end. So that's what it's talking about there. He's going to have a government that never ends under the rule of Jesus Christ, ultimately in the New Jerusalem, but under David in the new on the new earth. Abraham was promised the eternal land grant, and it was unconditional. And then David was promised a kingdom, an eternal kingdom. And the devil thinks, well, I defeated them. They lost their land grant. They lost this. But Jesus Christ bought all that stuff back. So the devil didn't do anything but He's not doing anything but spinning his wheels and making a mess here until we get out of here. Thank God we're getting out of here, and thank God when we get out of here, we won't be looking back. It's all going to be Jesus Christ again. So praise the Lord. I hope Paul's right. I'm going to hold him to it. He said within the next 2 weeks. I suggested it. He agreed with it. And that's all it takes, right? We go on TV. That's what they say. You agree, and I agree, and it happens. We'll see if it happens. It is going to happen. We'll just see if the time frame's right. So that's what I wanted to deal with on Matthew tonight.